Lord, may we stay faithful and strong in the battle against the spirit of division that strives to consume your people and your churches. May our prayers continue to reveal and expose the corruption and deceit hidden amongst your people, not only in the churches, but in our government. And may we learn to walk in unity and love for our brothers and sisters, no matter what name is written above their church doors. Amen. We have another message from the Lord for you today, given to one of our prayer warriors, who is also one of our ordained priests. He began his email to Claire, "This morning during communion, I received a reading from Jeremiah 21:8. Now you shall say to this people, thus says the Lord, behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death." Whenever I get this reading, the Lord has a serious message for me. I had to discern this message twice. The first time I got humility, mercy, and parents' duties. The second time I got brotherly love, eternal life, and long life. So taken together with the peace in my gut on it, I believe this is from the Lord. Jesus began, "My people are being led away by trinkets and trifles. They judge and criticize each other harshly. Much of what is going on in the Catholic Church saddens me greatly, but I am exposing it for all to see. But I do not want those who are called by my name in the Protestant churches gloating or opening the floodgates of judgment. For truth be told, there are many pastors in the Protestant churches who are of the Freemasonic order, praising my name in lip service during the day and performing praise ceremonies to Satan in light of the full moon. All of the denominations have gone astray in one way or another. Bickering and infighting has run rampant on all sides. Unity is seriously lacking. But I will have my way. The enemy works across cultural lines. Buddhists and Druids, witches and wizards can curse my people in unison. But my people, the children of light, a Catholic and a Protestant cannot even sit in a room and pray together. No more division. It must come to an end. There is something coming that will challenge the entire church, Catholic and Protestant, that will push many boundaries. In that hour, who is for me and who will compromise will become clear. You have seen the abortion and transgender crowd becoming more militaristic. This will continue. Churches and people will be targeted. Pray, my people. Pray very much for eyes to be opened. Pray the Mother of Mercy Chaplet. Pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet. Pray the Rosary. Pray, 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 pray. The Equality Act can be defeated if you pray. Do not be lulled into laziness. The enemy is working and waiting for all of you to cave into this temptation. Now, I didn't know what the Equality Act was quite all about, so I did a little research to share with you, and this is what I found. As the law is currently written, Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 makes it unlawful for employers to discriminate against individuals based on an employee's or applicant's race, color, religion, sex, or national origin. The Equality Act, or H.R. 5, would replace the word sex with the phrase sex including sexual orientation and gender identity. The bill defines gender identity as the gender-related identity, appearance, mannerisms, or other gender-related characteristics of an individual, regardless of the individual's designated sex at birth. And it defines sexual orientation as homosexuality, heterosexuality, or bisexuality. This bill was presented earlier in this year, but as of May, the House of Representatives has passed the bill. It is not yet in effect, but it is now for the Senate to decide whether they will take it up. And if they pass it, then it will go to the president's desk to sign into law or not. Jesus continued, If my people will not pray, I will have no alternative but to allow persecution in America to increase more rapidly. So many countries experience this kind of high hostility, but the souls there are on fire for me because of it. When you can no longer go to a church building because the doors have been shut by court order due to numerous discrimination lawsuits, when pastors and teachers are sued for teaching my word, who is mine and who is the world's will become apparent. Jesus then turned and spoke to the pastors and church leaders. Will you continue to bicker with one another about trifles of doctrine while the wolves lay waste to the flock, O worthless shepherds? While you bicker and strike one another, other pastors, other churches, the wolves are killing the sheep I have given you. Do you not hear their bleating? Wake up! Rise up! I tell you the truth. You will answer to me for every one that is lost. And then Jesus was speaking to everyone next. Many pastors, in their lust for power and influence, delve in the darkness of the world to pull up creepy crawly things to preach and teach, to excite the flock and gain views on YouTube. But these things serve only to sully and defile my people if they are not cultivated in virtue. Then this information is used to blanket condemn entire church groups, my church, my faithful, my bride. And then he was given this scripture. Can a man carry fire in his arms and not be burned? Can a man walk on hot coals and his feet not be burned? So is he who goes into his neighbor's wife. Whoever touches her will be punished. That's Proverbs 6:28-29. Jesus continued then, When you touch my beloved with criticism, you are playing with fire. Make no doubt about it. Because this man was celebrating his Lord's Supper, his reading was given, Study rather to kill your vices, for this will help you more than the knowledge of hard questions. And that was a quote from Imitation of Christ. And then the Lord continued speaking, Set aside the contentions and repent of them. Did I not say, Take the beam out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take out the speck of your brother's eye? The line between my church and the world is becoming sharper and clearer. Sooner or later, a choice must be made. Will you hold fast to me in the face of lawsuits, vandalism, arson? Are you willing to lose everything? Face imprisonment, torture? These things I have mentioned are common in countries like China, India, Iran, Burma. Many saints have and will come from these nations. It will come to America. Even now you can see it, moving slowly but gradually increasing. If you begin to allow me to detach you more and more from the world, day by day, you will be filled with more of me and my love. You will fall more and more in love with me, knowing and trusting me more fully. Then when you go out among the people, you will speak and move and act with my heart. The time of the comfort zone church is coming to an end. My church will become dynamic, alive, active, and united, as it was in the first century, the book of Acts come alive again. Do not be afraid. Take this time to allow me to prepare you. Each day I come to you, and every one of you with lessons, tasks that are unique to each of you, and your callings in life. When it is time to move, I will move you. Take courage, my people, and work diligently at what I have placed in front of you. And then he had sent this word to Clarence Ezekiel, and in discerning it, Ezekiel received these scriptures from the Lord. This will be 2 Chronicles 36:14-17, and then 19-23. All the leading priests and the people also were exceedingly unfaithful, following all the abominations of the nations, and they polluted the house of the Lord that he had consecrated in Jerusalem. The Lord, the God of their ancestors, sent persistently to them by his messengers, because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. But they kept mocking the messengers of God, despising his words, scoffing at his prophets, until the wrath of the Lord against his people became so great there was no remedy. Therefore he brought up against them the king of the Chaldeans, who killed their youths with the sword in the house of the sanctuary, and had no compassion on young man or young woman, the aged or the feeble. He gave them all into his hand. They burned the house of God, broke down the wall of Jerusalem, burned all its palaces with fire, and destroyed all its precious vessels. He took into exile in Babylon those who had escaped from the sword, and they became servants to him and to his sons until the establishment of the kingdom of Persia, to fulfill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah until the land had made up for its Sabbaths. All the days that it lay desolate, it kept Sabbath, to fulfill 70 years. In the first year of King Cyrus of Persia, in fulfillment of the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah, the Lord stirred up the spirit of King Cyrus in Persia, so that he sent a herald throughout all his kingdom, and also declared in a written edict, "Thus says King Cyrus of Persia, the Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of this earth, and he has charged me to build him a house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Whoever is among you of all his people, may the Lord his God be with him. Let him go up." I don't know about you guys, but this was the first mention of this bill that I'd heard of. I don't get into the news hardly ever, unless I'm walking past it when my husband has the TV on in the living room. But we've all heard lately about what's happening in China, and how the persecutions are rising there, and we know it happens in many countries around the world. Let's keep praying, Heart Dwellers. Let's keep lifting up our own Cyrus, President Trump. Let's keep praying for the churches and the unity among them and among us. And let us pray also for the men and women of the Senate now that have this bill before them, that they will look at the dangers of this and the wrongness of these lifestyles, and so against the Lord that they are, and that they would vote to defeat it. May the Lord bless you all today, dear Heart Dwellers.